Yoshua Perik Yud Zion starts, V'hiya Goral Lamate Menashe. It lists the Goral and the inheritance for Shevet Menashe. It also opens and lists the lineage of the family of Menashe, which brings us to the Benos Slofchad. In Pasuk Gimel, the Benos Slofchad come on the scene. They request their inheritance that was promised to them by Moshe. As the Pasuk says, the Slofchad ben Hefer, ben Gila, ben Macher, ben Menashe, lo hayu lo banim, ki im benos, ve'elish benos benosav, machla v'noa chagla, milka v'tirza. It lists it all the way back to Shevet Menashe and lists their names, Machla, Noah, Chagla, Milka, V'tirza. They come and they ask for their inheritance that was promised to them in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Pasuk Zion, through Pasuk Yud Zion, an inheritance is given to them, and it lists all Menashe and Ephraim's territory. And Pasuk Yud Dalet, through Pasuk Yud Ches, the B'nai Yosef complain about their inheritance, and they ask for bigger, better land, as it says in Pasuk Yadalid, V'yadabru b'nei Yosef es Yeshua lemor. They said to Yeshua, saying, Madua nasata l'nachala gorel echad, v'chevel echad, v'ani amrav, I'm large, I want a larger portion of land. Yeshua replies, if you're such a large, strong nation, you should go ahead and conquer another area, another mountain, and that will be yours. The B'nai Yosef decline, and Yoshua, at the end of the perek, reiterates his advice that they should go ahead and conquer more land through a forest in order to expand their boundaries. It's important to mention that each Shevet got an inheritance that was exactly in line with their Kochas HaNefesh to fulfill their Voda and their mission in this world. As we know, Zvulun got the land by the water, because they were the Chof Hayam. That was their mission in world. That was their mission in this world. So they received a land that corresponded to their spiritual capabilities in order to fulfill their tachlis and their tafkin. The Ravid in Baba Basra, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, points out that Yerushalayim was actually different, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was available for anyone who wanted to live there, regardless of what Shevet they're from. If they wanted to live in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, they had the opportunity to go move there and live there on their own, irrespective of their Shevet. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.